Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Physical Friday. You know, it's getting closer and closer to the summertime. It's heating up, and you don't always want to take a run in the middle of the day or work out in the middle of the day. It's super hot. Sometimes we're out there on the water. It's been really hot all day. Is there another way? Man, I don't have any place to work out in the air conditioning, so that's out of the question. Is there another way where I don't have to work out in the heat? I can somehow get a reprieve from that, but get my fitness in. One of the things that I've been looking for or looking into and doing recently are incorporating pool workouts into my training. So being in the water and getting some sort of exercise. Of course, swimming is a fantastic exercise. Backstroke, breaststroke, freestyle, butterfly, all of those strokes, the combat side stroke, swimming underwater. All of those strokes are outstanding, and you can swim laps and go back and forth and do all kinds of things there to improve your fitness and get some incredible exercise. I really believe that swimming is one of the best exercises that we can do as a human being. It's just fantastic. It's easy on the joints. It really exercises just about every single muscle in your entire body. So I'm a big advocate of swimming. If you have a pool that you can swim in and swim laps, that's awesome. Do it. Some people, though, don't like swimming laps. They're bored of swimming laps. They like being in the water. So I've got something for you. This podcast is going to be too short to go over all of these things, but in the show notes, I'm going to give you some resources that you can look at. And we've talked about one of these protocols on the podcast a few times now. It's called XPT. Laird Hamilton and Gabby Reese have come up with a workout program, which is really a lifestyle program. It's basically how they live their life. Laird is a big wave surfer. He is a remarkable athlete and an aging athlete like me. And he's looking for ways that he can continue to train to be at his best and continue to do what he likes to do, surf 50 and 100 foot waves as he's getting into his mid 50s. So he's come up with this pool training for the XPT that also, you know, he goes into sauna and ice and breathing exercises. The pool training is just one part of XPT, but I really think that it's a great part of XPT, and I've been doing some of it myself. It looks kind of like swimming underwater with dumbbells. I've got a video going right now. You can see that. That will also incorporate some of the other protocols, the ice and the sauna as well. But the exercises that you take dumbbells into the water and do these different exercises are really great. I like that very much. You don't need a large pool. It does help to have a deep pool, but there are just a ton of great exercises that you can do with the XPT that you can look into. Swimming underwater with what he calls the ammo can. You have one dumbbell, you're swimming with one arm. That's a fantastic one. We have the ones where you're just jumping from the bottom up, getting a breath of air, and the dumbbells will pull you back down. They'll run across the bottom of the ocean or all across the bottom of the pool, which is a technique that has been around for a long time. The watermen of Hawaii used to grab big rocks and run along the bottom of the ocean to improve their fitness and be ready for anything that they would encounter surfing these big waves, being able to hold their breath longer and swim hard. And that has been very good for them. So Laird has taken some of these old techniques and incorporated some new techniques in a swimming pool instead of in the ocean, so you can train anytime you want. What I like about it is that it's very low impact. I'll do this on a weekend or something like that. It's active recovery for me, and I'm not beating myself up. It's also out of the hot sun. You're still getting sun, but you're in the water, cooled off. That's nice. I like that a lot. And, you know, you're doing some great exercises. One of my favorite ones that I've learned about so far and been incorporating, and you can do this in a small pool or a big pool, but it's a really great one. It's called the Seahorse, and we'll listen to Laird talk about the Seahorse right here.
Seahorse is a pike positioned breaststroke. It was meant to really isolate the upper body. A lot of the drills we do are move into certain positions in the body in order to expose weakness. And so you really have to hold yourself abdominally in this pike, but then still propel yourself with your arms and hold your breath.
They're doing this for about 10 minutes, which just with your own body, especially for the men, because their legs are heavier, is very, very difficult.
Yeah, it's pretty difficult. And if you do it for a little while, you'll see that the Seahorse is a tough exercise. I really like it, but it's great for what we have talked about before, about a lot of guys having trouble with their shoulders in the swimming, and with this XP, with a lot of these XPT exercises, you're using your shoulders a lot, and it's in a way that you're really rehabbing them, in my opinion, rather than beating them up. So the XPT is really something that I particularly like. Another pool option for you is from Bas Rutten. And if you don't know who Bas Rutten is, he is one of the pioneers of MMA. I've got a highlight reel going right here. This guy is the real deal. He is not only a superb athlete, but really one of the true pioneers of a sport that now is mainstream. And when he was doing it, it was definitely not mainstream. But Bas had some sort of a neck injury associated with his training and his fighting, and it caused his arm to atrophy, and he was having all kinds of problems with it. So he wasn't able to necessarily train conventionally. He had to find some different ways to train. And one of the things that Bas came up with is this pool workout. And his pool workout is no joke. Whether you're rehabbing your shoulders or not, this is a serious exercise. I really, really like what he has to offer. And I tried it with my buddy the other day in his small pool. The good thing about this little workout is that you do not need a large pool. You can do it in a very small pool. It doesn't have to be deep. So a lot of the Florida pools that people have in their backyards are plenty big enough for this Bas Rutten workout. And this is the way that it works. He gets to here, and there are 12 total exercises. You do 3 exercises per group, 4 sets per exercise, 25 reps per exercise. So basically, there are these 12 exercises that he teaches you in this video that's on YouTube, and anybody can see it. It's not a new thing. It's got 1 million views, and it's been up since 2017. So I'm a little bit late to the party. Maybe you already know about this workout. But he goes over each of these exercises on dry land and shows you how to do them, and then you can see him do them in the pool and how it works and what you are supposed to be doing in the pool. Bas wears these gloves that look like they have webbing in between to offer some additional resistance. I tried it without the gloves, and it was just fine. I thought that it was really tough, but you can see how he's using the water as resistance, and the harder you push against the water, the more workout you're getting. So he's doing a lot of curling type exercises, a lot of pushing and pulling, as well as using things like different leg exercises so that he can get more use out of his legs in the pool. And this is a really particularly good one. I think that you guys would like it because we all like the water. We all like the water very much. And if I can incorporate the water into my training, that's awesome because it's a nice reprieve from the heat. I like to be in the water. And also, I'll swim. I say I like swimming. I swam growing up on the swim team my whole adolescent childhood. So I'm a decent swimmer, but just swimming laps back and forth and back and forth, it's really not my favorite. I'll do it. I understand the benefits to it, but to also be able to incorporate something like this workout is really cool. So this workout is called Train Like a Beast Exclusive Boss Rutin, BASRUTTEN, Boss Rutin Personal Pool Workout. You can find that on YouTube and you can follow along. It's really not hard at all to follow along and understand what the exercises are. You can take them to your pool and try this. And I think that you'll agree that this one is the real deal. You can also take a dumbbell into the swimming pool with you and try that seahorse, among other exercises that you can learn from XPT. And I would encourage you to do this, especially on the XPT ones. Don't do them alone. Find somebody that can be there even watching you, whether that's your kids or your wife or whoever is there watching you. It's better if you have a partner because, you know, any kind of training that you're doing in a swimming pool is dangerous. It has a degree of danger. There is shallow water blackout. It's a real thing. So be very careful. Always have a partner and, incorporate these throughout the summer and see if you like them as much as I do. I like them. I got a great benefit. I was actually sore the next day after doing Boss Rutin's workout, and that really surprised me. So try this. Hit me up, podcast@saltwaterexperience.com or on social media. If you like this podcast, share it with some of your friends. Also, give us a 5-star rating and review. That would be awesome. And let me know how you're doing with these pool workouts, if you're incorporating them into it, if it's a nice reprieve from the heat for you, like it was for me. Okay, that's it for Physical Friday today. I am out. See you.